What's up, everybody? This is Big Nate, and this is the podcast. Let's talk about creepy stuff. Pretty self-explanatory. We're going to talk about creepy stuff. Places, things, people, anything creepy. It's always been an interest of mine. So stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, guys, we're taking a trip back to the year 2005, where chat rooms were still pretty much a thing, and people have done this since way back when. The bad side of the blade, that is the double-edged sword of the internet, is that you can be who you want to be on there and lie about who you are and deceive others. And there's going to be some of that in this case. A lot of you have heard of the Tall Hot Blonde case, and some of you haven't. This will be the first time you listen to it, which is awesome. And so I hope you enjoy this one. Because this is going to show us how the internet can be a scary place and how an online love triangle ended in a death. So, without further ado, let's jog back to the year 2005 and jump on to Pogo.com. Pogo.com. Many people that are listening to this may have used it, and some may have not, but basically it was a chat room. I think you could play games on there and just chat with people. It may still be a thing. I don't know. I didn't look that up. But there was a young man that went by the handle called Marine Sniper. He went by the handle Marine Sniper, who was logging into Pogo to try to meet people. You know, popular chat site, good way to meet others. And before he knew it, a teenage girl that went by the handle Tall Hot Blonde reached out to him. And after messaging back and forth, they both hit it off really well. Marine Sniper was a 19-year-old Marine named Thomas Montgomery, who went by Tommy, and he figured out that Tall Hot Blonde was an 18-year-old named Jessie, who was very pretty, and the two became very flirtatious with one another and hit it off well and kind of started an online relationship. Tommy revealed to her that he was young and an attractive man that had joined the Marines, and Jessie decided that, you know, after going back and forth and talking, it was safe to send pictures back and forth and things like that. And some of the pictures she sent were a little provocative. And then Tom would send some pics her way, and then they would flirt, talk, and it just seemed like it was going well. Pretty much, she really liked Tommy. He was just her type. He was young, and he had broad shoulders, very handsome face. He was in shape. He's in the Marines. He's just, you know, a very handsome, awesome guy. And Tommy liked her because she was pretty much the American schoolgirl cheerleader. And so she, both were young adults, nothing wrong there. So they were able to talk, get along, and it was awesome for both of them. Jessie and Tommy exchanged gifts, phone calls, love letters. Things like one of their chats I have on here, it says, "I love you always and forever," Tommy wrote Jessie, "and I have never felt this way," Tommy responded. So they're getting kind of deep. They started in flirtation, but like any relationship, it began stepping into more serious waters. In fact, it even went so far that there was some virtual sex going on between the two. And so it's just kind of reached to the highest point you can go as far as internet dating, becoming that intimate. Well, one day, March 2006, so about a year later, a certain girl got into Tommy's computer and happened to see a message from Jessie, Tall Hot Blonde, and she was sending this message to Tommy. This certain girl happened to be the daughter of a 46-year-old man named Thomas Montgomery. Yep, you guessed it. Tommy had been lying the entire time. He was married. Woo, right? And he's not 19 years old. He's 46. Him and his wife have kids. And, you know, he's a parent. And though he had been in the service, the pictures he had sent to Jessie were about 30 years out of date. So at this point, Tommy was busted. And his wife got involved after the daughter told on him from what she saw on the laptop. That's got to be hard on his daughter seeing that. Tommy's wife decided to write a letter to Jessie. So kudos to Tommy's wife, because I don't get the vibe after reading this that she was angry at Jesse. I'm sure she was upset, but it was more like, I need to warn this girl that she's in a dangerous situation. So she writes a letter to Jesse with a more recent picture of Tommy. It was like a family picture. And she says in the letter, "Let me introduce you to these people," she wrote, and pretty much was talking about the family. And then she writes, "The man in the center is Tom, my husband since 1989. He is 46 years old." And so she points out the fact that Tommy is Thomas, which I'm going to refer to him as Tommy through the rest of this because that's just easier. And he is not a 19-year-old Marine sniper. He is a 46-year-old man that's married and a parent. And so Jesse was horrified when she gets this letter, and she immediately shut down the relationship with Tommy and said he should be thrown in jail for something like this. That's what she sent to him. Jesse had come to the realization that all she had done with Tommy, the gritty stuff, the loving stuff, the things she was sending him in the mail, you know, all this stuff, she wasn't doing this with a 19-year-old handsome Marine. She's doing it with a man that's going through, obviously, a midlife crisis. And he looked nothing like his former self. So she is just completely betrayed, upset, and she goes off. And so while they were online, there was a man named Brian who worked with Tommy. Now, Brian didn't know that this relationship was going on behind the closed doors of personal messaging between Tommy and Jesse. So Jesse reveals to Brian what's been going on, because she wants to know, basically, is Tommy really a 46-year-old man that's married and a parent? And Brian is like, yeah, like, you know, that's gross. He's lied to you, because Brian and Tommy work together. So Brian blows Tommy to shreds, and he's like, yes, if he's told you all this, it's not true. It was a lie. And Brian assured her that his wife was, that the picture, all of it, it was all completely valid. And so after this, Brian goes into the office and pretty much tells everybody what a dirtbag Tommy is being online to seduce young girls. So now Tommy's having to deal with the fact that his girlfriend, who, you know, though he lied to her, he was very infatuated with, has left him. Now he's dealing with the fact that he's being told on at work. His family already knows what's going on. He's being busted out. He has no safe space. He's just being blown to shreds. And so because of this, Brian and Jesse actually become close friends. They're kind of closer in age, being Brian's 22 and she's 18. And he's kind of comforting her online because she's so upset about what happened, because she was so in love with Tommy. But then she begins to think that Brian is the sweetest thing ever. And so she begins to date him. So they start their own little online affair. And maybe she genuinely liked him. But also, I think it might have been a stab at Tommy, too, to get back at him for what he had done to her, because it was his friend. So before long, Jesse was sending Brian her photos and the sweet, you know, messages back and forth, as they are a new cyber item. So Marine Sniper became consumed with jealousy. Old Tommy, old Marine Sniper, didn't like the fact that his lady had moved on to someone who was making his life, well, you know, crap at work. He had taken his girlfriend from him. You know, Brian had snaked Jesse from him, I'm sure is what he's thinking. And now he's ruining his work life. And it's just all going downhill. So Tommy gets upset and begins messaging Jesse, saying Brian's going to pay in blood. He's going to die. And I'm not even going to get into all the stupid messages that Tommy sent, because it's him trying to act like he's just super Captain Arnold Schwarzenegger macho guy. But he's basically messaging things to her saying he's going to take this fool out. And so his messages just become even more violent over time to Jesse about Brian. And so he just couldn't handle it, because he's having to watch their romance blossom, you know, right in front of him, because Brian's talking about how he's dating this awesome girl, Jessie, now. Everybody in the office knows the whole situation. And so there's no way that Tommy he can't be justified in anything. Can't feel sorry for him. You know, you can't, you know, it's one of them things. Tommy's just going to lose. And Brian's basically rubbing it in his face. And so is Jessie, because they're talking about him online to the online community. So now the only other safe place he had was probably the online chat rooms, and now that's being destroyed. And I'm not painting these people as villains for doing this. I'm not. He was being a creep. But just think about what it's doing to him mentally. So as Jessie and Brian were dragging Tommy's name through the mud in the physical world and the virtual one, Jessie was kind of playing a two-faced game. Even with all this going on, Jessie was still messaging Tommy. She was sending him things like, "I ache to be with Tommy. You know, do you miss it, Tom? You know, like, do you miss talking to me and miss the relationship we had?" And Tom bites, and he's like, "Well, more than you ever will know." And he's like, "My heart aches to hear you call me your Tommy." And just picturing a 47 and all this, but picturing a 47-year-old man talking to an 18-year-old like this, it's kind of nauseating because of how cringe it is. He says, "I wish I could be that 19-year-old Marine for you." And Tall Hot Blonde, a.k.a. Jessie, says, "I know, Tom." Well, Tommy knew he was in way over his head at this point, but he just couldn't bring himself to end things with her. He claims it was like a drug to him. It was addicting. And, you know, I think there's a valid statement there, because people that usually fall into these online catfish relationships, that it is addicting and they can't stop. And they're usually doing it to multiple people, not just one. At one point, like, his wife still kind of tried to work things out with him. And she wanted him to get off the computer and just talk to her and let's work this thing out. But Tommy just shrugged it off and said he would get to her whenever he was done. And the whole time, he's still having conversations with Jessie, even though Brian and Jessie have a relationship and they're talking badly about him. So she's really playing a twisted game. And Tommy's probably thinking he hit the jackpot, because she's still sending him flirtatious things. They even dive into, you know, cyber sex again. And he's thinking she knows, but she's still coming back. So he thinks there's a chance. But then one day, Jessie pretty much just blew it up and said, "We're done. We're never doing this again." And then she went even harder, basically, toward Brian. So Tommy began going into a downward spiral and to complete outer, utter darkness. So pretty much, like, just to give you an idea of how obsessed he was, he had actually physically, Tommy, had written a letter to himself that they found of him basically creating his new life, saying that he was done being this 47-year-old Thomas Montgomery, and he was going to relocate and marry the love of his life, Jessie, and he was going to become this new 19-year-old, I don't know how you do that, but I guess in the world we live in now, you can kind of be what you want. So I don't know. But back then, this was completely unheard of. So he's like, you know, straight up, like, "I'm just going to transform into this 19-year-old Marine sniper that she's in love with, and we're going to have a life together." He was completely delusional. Like, he had really just figured, somehow, some way, he thought he was going to make this work. Well, he was already getting pushed to the brink. And now, after he thinks he's got another chance, he doesn't have one anymore, because she completely shuts him down. So this crushed him and drove him crazy. It only got worse whenever Brian let it be known that he and Jessie were going to have their first in-person meeting soon. He was driving down her way, and he was going to stop by her house and have an actual meeting with her. And Tommy freaking lost it, because Brian is getting to do the one thing that Tommy would never get to do, and that's actually meet Jessie in real life, IRL. He just can't handle this. So he didn't know that Jessie had texted Brian last minute and told him not to visit. But Tommy, who had learned of the plan to meet, was already so enraged. He was going to handle this problem before Brian ever had the chance to get to Jessie. So on September 15th, 2006, as Brian was leaving work, getting ready to take his little trip, three shots rang out in the parking lot. Brian Barrett was found dead in the parking lot where he worked, shot three times by a military rifle. So police come to investigate and see what in the world would happen. Why would someone kill this guy? And where are they going to go? Well, the office where he worked. And the coworkers, who are all about, you know, they've got the tea on the whole thing, okay? They've seen it. They probably watched this like Days of Our Lives when Tommy and Brian would come in and they knew the whole situation. So they were more than willing to tell the cops about everything, about the online relationships, the love triangle, how Tommy lied, and yada, yada, yada. Everything I've told you, the cops figured it out. And so they were thinking, Tommy, Thomas Montgomery, shot this poor kid in the head, or wherever they shot him to death, and they can't find him anywhere, and they're thinking, oh no, he's going toward Jesse. So they want to locate Jesse now and make sure she's safe while Tommy's out on the loose, because he may be in such a rage he's going to go after her. So at 3 in the morning, Captain Ron Kenyon pretty much just was kind of like, you know what, we figured out what's going on. Let's go find Jesse. We got to make sure she's okay. So they locate her home. They go to talk to her, but they're in for another surprise because a woman named Mary Sheeler opened the door. And as police question this lady, who is not 18 years old, not a cheerleader, but a married woman, they find a shocking truth. She is the one that's been pretending to be tall, hot blonde, aka Jesse, on the internet, and the pictures she was using were of her daughter. The real Jesse was her daughter, and she had no knowledge of her mother's cyber life. So the mom, Jesse, wasn't who she said she was either. So we have two grown people pretending to be younger people, two older adults pretending to be younger adults online, in order to catfish people, and they just so happen to find each other. And here's the thing, all these lies they've weaved, the only person that got really truly hurt in all this was Brian, who was technically innocent because he just got shot by an enraged man who thought he was going, that thought Brian was going to go take his love of his life, Jesse, who turned out didn't even exist truly. So they get a hold of Montgomery, and they pretty much reveal to him who he's been talking to, and he was just done. He couldn't believe it. Sick to his stomach, white as a ghost. They said you could just tell by his look. He was just disgusted. He was so hurt. But you know what? Serves you right, bro. So Montgomery was charged, and he later pled guilty to the murder of Brian Barrett. In exchange for his plea, he received only a 20-year sentence. So prosecutors said their discovery of Montgomery's DNA on a peach pit found at the crime scene and a photo of Montgomery's family gun cabinet had showed the type of old military rifle that would have used the bullets that he did in order to shoot, that he used. In his gun cabinet, in a picture, they saw an old military rifle that would require the shells found at the murder scene. So they used these two things to tie it back to Tommy, and then Tommy agreed he did do the killing. So that's how they caught him. Prosecutors in Buffalo, meanwhile, looked for a way to charge Mary Sheeler for something, anything, in the case, but they concluded she may have trampled pretty much all over the moral and ethical line, but she never crossed any legal ones. So she got away from pretty much any kind of legal ramifications for this. But she wasn't unscathed because her husband immediately filed for divorce and her daughter became estranged to her. And she was like, you know what? We have nothing to do with each other because what you did was disgusting. And so she didn't technically come off unscathed, but this is what lies get you, people. You shouldn't do it. And so Mary Sheeler actually talked to the BBC, she spoke publicly to them and said, it was stupid, it should have never happened, I just never thought it would go anywhere, that it would end, fall off, and that would be the end of it. Well, you know what, Mayor? It didn't. And so because of your lies, An innocent guy was shot to death, who believed your online persona was real. And because you lied to one guy and then the other guy, you played an intricate role in this. So Tommy's not innocent by any stretch of the imagination, but you were fuel to the fire. So, well, anyways, guys, I hope you learned something valuable from this episode, this very creepy love triangle. Don't lie. And especially, don't lie on the internet and pretend to be someone you're not, because it can lead down to pretty much some bad things to happen. Anyway, stay tuned for the next episode. I may drop another one today just to have two on here. I don't have a real schedule. I just like to drop them often. So just stay tuned and know that you'll have a bunch of episodes to listen to in a short amount of time. Anyway, see you later.